Hi everyone, this is Leo, and today we are talking about the Chinese grammar. The Chinese grammar is the main part of the Chinese language. There's a big difference between Chinese grammar and European language grammar like French and English. The biggest character of the Chinese grammar is it is no really morphologic change. And for example, the nouns has no objective case and possessive case. Also, there's no difference between the single and plural. This is today's first part, morpheme. Morpheme is the smallest fourth unit in the language. In China, we divided words into monosyllabic morpheme and polysyllabic morpheme. The monosyllabic morpheme is the single morpheme, like it has only one single voice, like jin, mu, shui, huo, tu. Each of them means gold, wood, water, fire, and soil. I can spell them, each of them. The first one, jin. Jing, Jing, Jing. It's also the first spell of my name. And second one, Mu, means wood. Mu. So it is also the single morpheme. Shui, water, Shui, Shui. It is also the single morpheme. Huo, He Wo Huo, means fire. Tu, to soil. The second one is polysyllable morpheme. You can't get the meaning of it if you divide it into two parts. In Chinese, we have five different kinds of polysyllable morpheme. The first kind of it is alliteration. In English, it is also have alliteration, but it is two different words, and put together it is alliteration. In Chinese, alliteration happen in one single word. If they have same initial consonant, so they are alliteration, like Kang Tai. Both of them have the same syllables k. And Kangkai in English means kind. Also, zhi, zhu, both of them have the same syllable, zhi. Zhi, zhu means spider in English. Also, the ding dang, both of them have same syllables, d. Ding dang means jingle in English. The second kind of the polysyllable morpheme is compound form. It has the same form in one word, like 从容. Both of them have the same syllables on. The same form on. 从容. And also like 葫芦. Both of them have the same syllable, same for wu, hu, wu, lu, lu, hu, lu. It means calabash in English. Also, hu tu, it sounds like similar as hu lu, but it has different meaning, hu tu. Also, it has same for wu. 糊涂, it means muddied in English. The third kind of the polysyllabic morpheme is non-compound for and non-alliteration words. It like 蜈蚣, it has no same symbol and no same for in the words. So like 蜈蚣, 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 own. Both of them are different. All of them are different, so it is a non-alliteration and non-compound for words. Also, like kulong, it means hole in English. Long, all of them are different, so it is also a non-alliteration and non-compound for words. The third kind of the polysyllabic morpheme is non-compound for and non-alliteration words. It like 蜈蚣, it has no same symbol and no same for in the words. So like 蜈蚣, 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 both of them are different. All of them are different, so it is a non-alliteration and non-compound for words. Also, like kulong, it means hole in English. Long, all of them are different, so it is also a non-alliteration and non-compound for words. The third kind of the polysyllabic morpheme is non-compound for and non-alliteration words. It like 蜈蚣, it has no same symbol and no same for in the words. So like 蜈蚣, 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 both of them are different. All of them are different, so it is a non-alliteration and non-compound for words. Also, like kulong, it means hole in English. Long, all of them are different, so it is also a non-alliteration and non-compound for words. The first kind of polysyllabic morpheme is furry words. The furry words is like 坦克. In voice, you can easily know it is tank in English. In China, we didn't have tank before the furry countries export the tank. So we just translate it by phones. It is easy for people to remember it. And also, like 夹克, it means jacket in English. Like 的士, it means taxi in English. Oh, the last one, it is the easiest and also the most difficult. Why I say it? Because it is a special word, like Beijing. You can know it is easily in English is Beijing, because it is the capital of China. The special word is some famous space name and some famous people's name. Also like New York, in China is 纽约. So it is easy for foreigners or local people to remember. But someone is hard to remember, like Li Bai. It is a famous poet in Tang Dynasty in China. So for some foreigners, and they didn't know the history of the Chinese, so they are hard to remember yet. Oh, I forget to say, the Suzhou is also a special word. It is a city in China. That I left in, so I think it's important to remember.